Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was the ghost trying to play with them or terrorize them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Do you want to share it with us? You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, that's what you get. You can sign up today at Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am.
How's everything going with you?
It is going well. I'm
heading out of town.
I am heading out of town. I'm going to Oregon.
Yeah, and I'm going to be dog sitting.
Which I truly appreciate, because Madden does love being at your house.
Our dogs are besties.
Yes.
But you're going to go see two of your three kids.
I get to see my two sons.
Yeah. It's really exciting.
Yes. I fly into Portland, and then we go like west, directly west of Portland to a little town called Tillamook.
Which is where her son lives. Yeah. One of her sons.
Well, yeah. And we're going to stay in a house on the beach.
This is going to be so fun.
I know. Just for a couple of days, and then we'll go back to Portland for a day, you know, and do that. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
As you should be.
Yeah. Though I think it's going to be cold.
Because Kathy's kids are in Portland, or near Portland.
Yeah.
Philadelphia. So they couldn't be farther away in the U.S., really.
Really? Yeah.
A little bit.
Maybe
but not
30
much.
Miles. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other one right now is in Ireland. So,
yeah.
It's like, You getting two of your three kids together is quite remarkable.
I don't know, scared them into going out there. And well, I always said they just none of them ever thought they couldn't do something. Like there just never was in their head that, well, I'm too scared or I can't. They all just, oh, I can go. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Not a problem. I'm going to graduate from high school and live in downtown Los Angeles. Sure.
As Caitlin did that. Like, wait a minute, you're 18. You can't move to LA from Iowa.
I don't think I could have done that when I was 18, but, you know.
God. Well, this story today I think is interesting because when you think about it, like, would you know if a ghost was trying to be playful? Because it could also come across as terrifying.
Well, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, because this kind of reminds me of the time, and I talked about it in a recent episode where mom was home and a ball came down the stairs. None of us kids were home. So she's the only one in her house, in the house, decorating cakes. That's what she did. So it comes down the stairs. Then it would have turned right to go out of the stairs.
The little stairwell thing at the bottom of the stairs.
Then it would have to turn a left to go into the dining room. Then the ball would have to take another left to head towards the kitchen.
But she heard it come down the stairs.
She heard it coming down the stairs. And then it's coming towards her while she's in the kitchen. What the hell is that? Is that a ghost trying to play? Or is it a ghost trying to terrorize you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's one and the same.
Exactly.
You know?
So this is an interesting story. So it says, this took place when I was 14 in 1996. I live in Yorkshire, England, south of the city of Leeds. My friend's family owns a farm and has done so for at least a couple of hundred years.
Wow.
That's the difference between England and here. They've had this family farm for a few hundred years. The main farmhouse was rebuilt in the 1630s.
Okay.
It's new. Now, this is a word I've never said out loud before, and I never have heard. But dendrochronology, and then in parentheses, tree ring dating.
Okay.
Dendrochronology.
I didn't know that word, but I knew about tree ring dating.
Didn't even know there was a word for it till right now. So tree ring dating on the timbers dates them back to the 14th century.
Okay.
That's old. Opposite the farmhouse was a two-story building, structurally sound, but derelict. I hazard a guess that that one was built in the early 1700s. My friend and I used to hang out around the farm on evenings and weekends, generally having adventures and sometimes getting into mischief, smoking, shooting at rabbits and rats with air rifles, and daring each other to go into some creepy-looking buildings. This particular Saturday, we decided to venture into the derelict building to see if there was any treasures or such we could claim or play with. It was a bright, sunny summer's day, in parentheses, yes, we have them in England on occasion, but as we stepped inside, the temperature dropped noticeably. Well, we were coming in from the sun. So, I mean, if you've been outside, but usually when you don't have air conditioning in a place, the temperature doesn't drop noticeably. Downstairs, there wasn't much of interest. The fireplace was bricked up and there were a few piles of wood. Upstairs, we had more luck. The fireplace wasn't bricked up and there were some old pieces of furniture, a dresser, and some drawers. We poked around the fireplace, just some old ashes and the odd lump of coal. Next, onto the drawers. We opened them up and nothing but a few bits of old paper were used to line them. Now for the dresser. We opened the doors and again found old newspapers all scrunched up. We rifled through this, hoping to find something interesting, which we did. It wasn't exactly the crown jewels, but it was an old cricket ball. Now we could have some fun. Though likely bruises as well, as they are made from cork covered in leather. You certainly know about it when one strikes you whilst on the crease.
Okay.
We headed back outside to go play catch slash pretend the ball was a live grenade. Don't ask. As kids do.
I love the way this person writes.
A few minutes later, we ended up throwing it through the second story window of the building, the very room we found it in. We were about to head back inside to retrieve it when it came hurtling out of the window directly back at us. My friend had to dodge it or would have ended up with a painful leg. Bemused by this, we finally headed back inside, leaving the ball on the ground where it landed to see who was messing around with us. No one was upstairs. Then we detected a whiff of burning. Instinctively, we looked at the fireplace in the same ashes, but as we headed over, it was clear that they were now slightly warm. At this moment, the door to the dresser opened. That's not paranormal. That was a dog. At this moment, the door to the dresser opened and the cricket ball rolled out. We looked at each other and ran downstairs and outside as fast as possible. The ball we had left on the ground was no longer there. And we turned to look at the window from which it had been launched. We stared for a minute before a shiver went down our spines and we ran away to his mother's house on the other side of the farm. To this day, we have no clue what happened and have dared not to venture into the building again. A few years ago, the building was demolished and a new bungalow was built for my friend's grandparents. I regularly drive by on the road past the farm and always look over at the spot where the bungalow is now and wonder, what did it all mean? Richard. I don't know what that meant. It's interesting because they accidentally throw it in there and it comes back out. They go in to investigate. A cricket ball comes out.
Which should still be on the ground outside.
And was it a different ball? But then they go outside. There's no ball there.
Skull.
Was there ever a ball? What were they playing with?
Totally haunted. Totally. 100%.
Do you think it has a meaning? Or is it just... I mean, could it have been like a young spirit trying to play ball with them? Or hand grenades? Whatever.
Well, and the other thing that was interesting here was the warmth of the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Like there was something there.
Like it had been maybe at some point. I don't know.
I don't either.
Or was it just trying to get them to leave?
Because it was terrorizing them. So I think there's that fine line. Like, is it a haunting? Is it a playful spirit? Is it some spirit trying to scare the crap out of you? Because that was just scared the crap out of me. Especially when the ball comes back out. It's like, what the hell? There's nobody in there. We just were in there.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was trying to get them to leave.
Because it feels more like grumpy old man ghost, like get off my yard kind of ghost.
That's what it feels
like
to me
too. Hey, I want to play with you guys kind of ghost.
Yeah,
it's like, I'll scare them damn kids. You damn kids.
Yeah. It's weird, but I think it was trying to scare them.
And then I have to wonder, with them tearing down the building and building the bungalow for the grandparents,
was there anything? Yeah.
I don't know, Richard. Ask your friend. We want to know more.
Ask your friend if the grandparents have ever had anything.
Here is our next call.
My name is Chris. I'm from Alabama. My story, I have tons of stories, but one story in particular is one that my father used to relate to me. He was a great storyteller from the Southern tradition, you know. And one story he used to tell me. And he had an older brother named Kenneth Gerald, and he was very bright and smart for his age. The whole everybody in the community loved him, and the old folks used to say he was smart beyond his years, which some of the older folks used to say that was not a good thing. Because it could mean that he didn't have long for the earth, you know, which eventually is what happened. It was a 4th of July, and this is during the Great Depression. At the 4th of July picnic, he contracts some kind of disease, and it kills him. They have a funeral for him, and all the women folk are in one house and all the men folk are in the other house, and they're having a wake. So all the men are gathered and they're talking and everything, and here he comes walking through the house. it gets to the middle of the room, and he looks at all the men and waves. And that's when everybody knows he was there. They didn't think anything of it until he got to the middle of the room, and then they noticed he was there, and they were like, all the jaws dropped. And he went to the other end of the room into the kitchen and just faded. And that was it. Another story I'm going to tell that my father told was he always had this recurring dream when he was a child. He said that he would always dream that he was in an Estill house, which was the old family homestead, and it, you know, came down to her with the family. And he was on the front porch, and he was taking and pitching this ball back and forth, rolling this ball back and forth between this him and this little girl. And he was always having this dream. And so he told his mama about it. He told his mama about it. He said his mama's face turned white as ghost. And I said, why you look so shocked? And she said, you just described Kenneth Gerald and cousin Anna Lauren. But from that point on, my daddy always felt like he was a reincarnation of Kenneth Gerald. And he said, whenever he'd, and it was, the ball was an orange ball, by the way. Whenever he would see an orange ball randomly, he said there was always something good that would happen to him after that. So he always took the orange ball to be a sign of good luck. And I remember that. He would always bring that up, you know. But I have tons of other stories. I have tons of stories that I know that were paranormal and more stories that my father used to relate to me that he experienced for himself and others. Keep on doing what y'all doing. I really enjoy the podcast. I listen to it all the time. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
So let me get the story straight, because I got a little confused the second part. Now, the first part I thought was really interesting.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. That's like something out of a damn movie.
That's just a good ghost story, there, right?
Like, they're all at the wake. I love the men folk and the women folk. And then here's the guy they're all at the wake for comes walking out, and everybody sees him.
Yeah. And then he just walks to the kitchen and disappears.
Yeah. That is so
awesome.
And he
waves, like maybe waving goodbye.
Like, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
And I love how it, like, happened so long ago, but that would be a story that's been passed down.
Yeah, yeah, that's
because,
a good one.
Because, damn, if that happened in our family, I would like to think I'd hear about it.
That's just a good ghost story right there. Yeah.
And then, so the other one,
Okay, so...
Because it was like he...
His dad was dreaming that he was out on the porch playing ball with a little girl.
But why did he think it... That he was reincarnated.
Because the mom told him that sounds like Kenneth Gerald when he used to play ball with his sister out on the porch and do that. So he was seeing, you know, but he felt like it was him doing it. So I think that's why he felt like he was reincarnated.
Okay. Do you think that he could have been?
Well, I think he felt like he was, you know, so who am I to say no? You know, I think it's definitely possible, or especially since he felt it, you know, that he felt like he was that child doing
that. And I love that every time he sees an orange ball, something good happens. Yeah. It's a good omen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was like, I don't know that I've really... noticed any orange balls in my life, but
I don't think I have either.
But I think that's cool because we always talk about pennies, cardinals, birds, you know, different good luck things, rainbows, whatever it might be. But an orange ball, I like that one.
I do too. But I think, you know, I'm just gonna let him have that. If that's what his dad felt like that dream meant to him, then I think that's what it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting. I love that first part of that story.
Oh, it's so
good.
And
then here comes the uncle between the women folk and the men folk. So here's our next story. It says, I've always been interested in the paranormal, so this podcast was right up my alley. I have many stories that have happened to me, the vast majority in my own house, but I want to share one that occurs most frequently and one that happened last night. Our family has considered our house to be haunted ever since we moved in when I was 2 years old. It was built in 1928 and still has much of its original architecture, so as you can imagine, it's very old. Whatever spirits haunt this place must be attached to some part of the house. The paranormal activity in our house peaked a few years ago to the point where we saged the house for a little peace of mind. After we cleansed the house, most of the activity stopped. However, there are a couple of events that still occur. The main activity is the occurrence of my bedroom door opening by itself. It is possible with my door to shut it without completely shoving the latch into the hole, if you know what I mean. The door doesn't fit the frame completely, so it closes very tightly, and it is hard to open when I push it all the way shut. So most of the time, I leave the lock touching the inside of the frame without closing it fully. This keeps the door closed very well, unless a significant amount of force from the other side pushes it open. My cat has figured out how to push the door open, but when she does, it swings wide open. Sometimes I will hear the doorknob move and the door push open as if someone is coming in, but no one will be at the other side when it fully opens. The most important part of this story is the timing of the door coming open by itself. It will only come open if I am saying my nightly prayers or in some sort of emotional distress. I sought out the opinion of a medium at an occult shop recently, and she told me, who just goes to an occult shop?
Where do you find one? Yeah, I want, I want one of those.
I'm like, I don't know where an occult shop is, but it's just like, and there I was in the occult shop.
I love it, yeah.
She told me it was nothing malevolent to worry about. She said it seemed as if it was a comforting spirit trying to make its presence known and provide a little comfort when I was upset. Last night, I had been lifting weights with my dad and inflamed the rotator cuff in my right shoulder. It was a dull ache when I went to bed, but when I woke up in the middle of the night, it was intense pain radiating across my chest. I got up to take some ibuprofen and lay back down to wait for it to kick in. After a while, it got so bad that I started to cry. And after a few minutes of tears, I heard something touch the doorknob. It wiggled a little, and then the door pushed open. I got up to see if it was my cat, but the hallway was empty. I whispered a small thank you in the direction of the hallway and got back in my bed. I fell asleep shortly after, and an image of a mother and a baby flashed into my head. I don't know if that was just because I was drifting into a dream state or if it was my ghost trying to show herself, but I'd like to think it's a mother spirit trying to comfort me when I need it. Madison.
Oh my goodness.
I love that.
I do too. I do too. And I kind of agree with the medium that it doesn't feel evil or bad. It feels like somebody's opening the door to see if you're okay.
Kind of like your mom does.
Yeah. You all right in there?
Yeah.
You know, checking in on you.
I think that's actually rather sweet. I like those stories of ghosts that aren't scaring the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. You know, because those stories give all ghosts a bad rap.
That's true.
You know, and you've got some that are just like, hey, just checking on you. Oh, but then the ghost of Albert had to go and ruin it for everybody in this house. Yeah. He's mean.
Yeah.
I just care.
No, I think, I think I'm going with the medium on this one. I think it's a good spirit. I think the spirit's just checking in, making sure you're okay. I totally agree.
But I think the part I love the most is Madison got up and was feeling, having a lot of pain. And then the door opens and then Madison gets up to check to see if it's the cat. And then it wasn't. And then says, thank you.
I do too. And do you, I do that every now and then. You know, something good happens or whatever. And I just say, thanks. I know you were there. I know you were. Now, maybe I'm talking to God, you know, but it's like, thank you.
Because that happened recently to me. My friend Deb and I were coming home from Chicago when we were in Kansas City, and the car in front of me suddenly stopped, and I had to slam on my brakes, and I was like, I'm hitting this car. Mm. And I slammed on my brakes so hard that it was like, and I did not hit the car. And man, I'm like, for 12 hours afterwards, every time I would think of it, I'd be like, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like I should have hit that car, but I didn't hit that car. So
yeah.
Did dad help me out again? I don't know. But
somebody did. Mm-hmm. Something helped there.
So I love that. Thank you. You know, just acknowledge it. Well, if you have a real ghost story, would you share it with us? You can call it in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it there for 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, built points, or cash out with gift cards. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features.
Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.